BBC Radio Berkshire.
Berkshire News and Berkshire Stories with Phil Kennedy.
Be part of it.
Let's talk about mobile phones, especially smartphones, you know, the one that's got an Apple on it, because flaws in Apple's iOS operating system have been discovered that make it possible to install spyware on a target's device merely by getting them to click a link. The discovery was made after a human rights lawyer alerted security researchers to unsolicited text messages he'd received. They discovered three previously unknown flaws within Apple's code. Apple has since released a software update that addresses the problem. The two security firms involved, Citizen Lab and Lookout, said they've been holding back details of the discovery until that fix had been issued. Pevsi Turkalp is from the free tech help website, gadgetdetective.com. Hello there, Pevsi.
Afternoon.
Couldn't you do this anyway? I mean, I've always been a little bit wary of any unsolicited text.
Yes, but normally with unsolicited text, you have to click on a link or agree to download something. And it's particularly difficult on iPhones because Apple operate what's known as a walled garden. That's to say you can only, unless you do what's called jailbreaking your phone, which is to say I want complete freedom of how I use my device. If you're willing to accept certain limits, it means that you can only download software from the Apple App Store. And it's much less likely to contain malware. But what this did is it combined three vulnerabilities in the iOS operating system together. These were things that weren't known to Apple before, otherwise they would have fixed them. They combined three of these very valuable vulnerabilities together to make a toolkit that could basically infect and remotely jailbreak an iPhone at a distance and then install secretly software on the target or the victim's phone, which would then spy on them. But the software would hide itself, so the victim wouldn't know that they were being spied on, but it could do things like turn on the microphone, turn on the camera, read the location from the GPS chip, read all the messaging that goes on. So the big play has been made of things like WhatsApp, and they've said end-to-end encryption. So from when it leaves your phone to when the message arrives at the other end, it's encrypted. No one can read it. But this software could grab those messages before they were encrypted and sent out. So it turns an iPhone into a very, very sophisticated bugging device. And the fact that this has been done using these what are called zero-day vulnerabilities, that's to say they're in the wild before anyone else knows about them, tends to suggest that there were some very big players doing this, because these are valuable resources that they've thrown at this particular individual to hack his phone.
Wow, that really is quite something, isn't it? It's really powerful, isn't it? That what a tool if you could work that one. But at the moment, there is a cover for it. As we were hearing, a fix has happened. But is there anything we need to look out for?
Yeah, so if you're a user of an Apple iOS device, so that's an iPad or an iPhone, then what you need to do is search for an update on your machine. Make sure, and it will go to 9.3.5, which is the latest version, which was announced yesterday. So what happened was this particular individual, who's a human rights activist in the United Arab Emirates, was suspicious of the text messages that he was getting, trying to get him to go to a particular website. He handed it over to a security company. They informed Apple. No one published this information until Apple, about 10 days later, produced this fix. So Apple have worked quite quickly. But it is concerning that, you know, so many years into the iOS operating system, that three such vulnerabilities are still in the code. And it just goes to show one can never assume that even Apple's code is perfect.
My goodness. Just while you're there, can you just answer one question for me? Because you mentioned WhatsApp there and the encryption, but there's this new thing that appeared on my phone, and it was quite a thing made of it. The fact that WhatsApp, Facebook, data sharing. What's going on there? And I'm trying to opt out of data sharing, and I can't work out whether I need to click or unclick the thing at the bottom. And you have to really look for it.
You're
as well.
You're a victim of what's called social engineering. They yes. This is what Microsoft were up to when they were wording things in such a way that you weren't quite sure whether you were refusing or accepting the Windows 10 update. So Facebook bought WhatsApp some time ago, and there was some concern at the time that Facebook would use WhatsApp as another source of data to be this sort of giant organization that holds more data on us than the government even. And at the time we were told, no, don't worry, in fact we're doing this end-to-end encryption. What's happened now is that Facebook have said, we're going to actually access data from the WhatsApp application to inform and affect other parts of our business. So they're saying, well, it means that you'll get advertising from Facebook, which is more in line with what you're interested in. But if that means that they're going to be monitoring your messages or who you contact and work it out from that, I'd say that's an invasion of my privacy. But Google do the same thing. You know, Google changed their terms and conditions a little over a year ago to allow them to pull together all the information and metadata from their various services, be it the search engine or Gmail or what have you. They pull it all together, and you know, information becomes much more powerful when it's cross-referenced. And that's why they say that, you know, Google knows that your daughter is pregnant before you do. They probably also know who the father is before you do, is what I have to say. So,
how scary is that?
Yeah, particularly for the father.
Yes.
It is a problem. I don't think there's much that we can do about it. If we, I suspect I'll have a look at the terms and conditions, but generally speaking, the way these things go is, yeah, you can refuse to accept the new terms, but if you do, you have to stop using the product. Never forget, free is never really free. If there isn't a product that's obvious, then you are the product. You are what is being bought and sold, and the information is being bought and sold about you. And for the pleasure of having Facebook and WhatsApp and so forth to use for free, the quid pro quo is that you're giving up information about yourself, and that's for every individual to decide whether it's, you know, worth it or not. People will give away their birthright for a free app in some cases.
It's incredible, isn't it? Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. I'm still going to try and work out, because I hate these sort of treble negatives. I'm not quite sure if I do, I don't, and if I do, I might be doing it. And what happens if you've already said yes? Well, from the sounds of it, you're lumbered. Whatever happens, they're going to get you. It is BBC Radio Berkshire. It's coming up to 5:26.
BBC Radio Berkshire with Phil Kennedy.